Any kids in the house? Come on down. Because I am ready for you. Ready for you. And you. Where's Mariah? Let's move it. Come on, it's March 1st. We don't have much time.
Hold on.
There's a whole month ahead of us. There's Billy and Bo. Mariah. And Jade. What? Oh, matching shoes? Oh my gosh, who got the memo to wear rainbow shoes today? You and him, that's so cool. If you can't, you know what? I think that's amazing. Would you take one of those off and just hold them up so people can see? Who's going to do it? Bo? Mariah? Look at that shoe. Isn't that awesome? You're jealous. You're all jealous right now. That is so cool. I'm so cool. Nice. Hey, did you know that Jesus wants us to act like him? You do, right? Jesus wants us to be sort of like Jesus. Yeah, usually, yeah. Sometimes that's kind of hard to do. Hey, can you imagine, you know, maybe going to a bakery and you go up there and just imagine this one time there's a little kid just about your age, Bo, and the kid was just looking at the freshly baked chocolate chip cookies on the counter. Oh, yeah, just staring at those cookies. I wish I had one to give you here today, but I don't know about any allergies, so I was trying to refrain. But just so you can imagine, right? You like chocolate chip cookies? Okay, cool. Chocolate chip cookies. Just looking at those chocolate chip cookies. And his mom comes up and says, now you have to wait till after lunch to have a chocolate chip cookie. But he just stayed there and stared and stared and stared and stared. And the baker came over and said, hey, are you trying to take one of those cookies? And you know what he said? He says, no, I'm trying not to. Yeah, because, you know, sometimes, you know, when there's something in front of us that we really like, sometimes it's just hard not to do something. Or another time, you got homework. You ever do homework, Mariah? I think you do. Don't shake your head that way. I know you do homework.
I didn't go to school Friday, so I didn't. So in my locker.
Okay, how about Thursday? Thursday might be a good day to think back. Wednesday, perhaps? Jay, do you do homework?
No.
Okay. Bo, do you do homework? Okay, there we go. You again. All right, thank you so much. I'm so glad you're here today. So you can imagine, you're just staring at your book. You're working there at the kitchen table trying to get your homework done. And your parents come in and they say, are you trying not to do homework? And you say, no, I'm trying to do homework. Because there's distractions all around, right? So the important thing is that we can follow where Jesus walks, that we need to step in his shoes. But stepping in somebody's shoes is pretty tough, right? It's hard to walk in somebody else's shoes. Mariah, do you think you could step in Bo's shoes?
No.
Probably wouldn't fit. No. You might be able to fit in hers. I don't think anybody can fit in those pretty gold ones there. You know, here's a pair of my favorite shoes. These are, who said, oh, what, too big? I think I heard that. Now, I think I could fit in these shoes. Do you think you could fit in these shoes?
Yes.
Yeah? You want to try it? Okay. Yeah, just try. Step in there. Take a walk. See how you do? A little awkward. A little awkward. One side's a little higher than the other. Yeah, it's hard. That's nice. That's cool.
My foot's a 10 wide, so it's kind of easy to fit in the big shoes.
Oh my gosh, yes. I feel like a shoe salesman. Would you like to try my shoe on? No? You're a smart girl. I sanitized these beforehand. Would you like to try, Belle?
Yes.
No. Okay. But you get the idea, right? So someone with a small foot like yours, your foot would like swim in here, right? It would be very awkward because walking in somebody else's shoes is pretty tough. Walking in your own shoes is easy. Jesus wants us to walk in his shoes, but the really good news today is that Jesus walks in your shoes. Jesus walks in your shoes. He knows exactly how much you want that chocolate chip cookie. Jesus knows exactly how distracted we can get from doing our homework. Jesus knows exactly how much and how hard we try to really make good decisions and good choices. And Jesus, though, walks in our shoes to help us move in the right direction. So next time you have a decision in front of you, whether to do something or perhaps not to do something, that you'll remember that Jesus knows exactly what it's like to make these choices. And he always made the right choice. And he wants to help us make the right choice too. And we do that when we pray. Talk to Jesus. We do that when we read God's word, and we do it when we hang out with other people that we know and trust. So let's give God thanks today for walking in our shoes.